Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a caller with Washington Opinion Service. We're conducting a national survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the community and nation. To start, okay. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will
absolutely,
you definitely
yes.
vote? Okay.
Yes.
And just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
I'm 74.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you so much. Would you say strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction where the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction
very
of
the dissatisfied.
Understand. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Disapprove.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? Could be growing the economy and creating jobs, combating threats to our democracy, climate change and protecting the environment, improving roads, protecting Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, border security, improving K-12 education. You can select up to two.
Border security and the economy. Growing the economy.
Thank you so much. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. When 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. You can use any number from 0 to 100. Let's start with Mary Glossenkamp Perez from 0 to 100, how favorable it is.
20.
Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
100.
Thank you. The next one is Bob Ferguson.
30.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Kent.
100.
Thank you. The next one is Dave Reichert.
50.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
Right now, 40.
Yes, ma'am. 40, okay. And what about Democrats in Congress?
0.
Thank you so much. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat
yes.
Mary Glossenkamp Perez?
Joe Kent.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Mary Glossenkamp Perez, what are the chances that you might support her for the Congress? Would you say fair chance, a small chance, just very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. You can tell me from 0 to 10 How important is that quality for you? Being 0, not important at all, and 10, extremely important. Let's start with a working mom who understands the needs of families from 0 to 10, how important it is for you.
10.
Okay. Someone who will fight to protect our democracy from 0 to 10.
10.
A fighter for the middle class.
10.
A small business owner.
I was one. 10.
Okay, perfect. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
Can you repeat that, please?
Mm-hmm. A independent person who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
Oppose what?
The extremists.
I'm not catching you.
Okay. Let me rephrase the question. An independent person who will oppose the extremist in both parties, even Republican or Democrat.
I can't answer that because I can't understand you on the phone.
It's okay. Someone who shares your values.
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates. I'll be talking with you about Mary Glossenkamp Ferris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10 about how convincing is that reason for you to support her, being 0, not a strong reason, and 10, a very convincing reason to support her.
I'm not going to support her. Just put 0 for all of them.
Okay. I will read the statements due to the survey, and you can tell me your rate. Don't worry. Says, Mary is a true independent voice for our district. She doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
0. Put them all 0.
Mary shuts up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance,
0.
Mary... Okay. In February 2020, Mary Glossenkamp Ferris miscarried a 16-week pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
0.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a
nurse,
survey...
I'm a nurse, can get an abortion, for God's sake. This is all crap. Okay, go ahead.
It's okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. And I will ask you one more time, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, you will vote for Joe Kent or Mary Glossenkamp Ferris?
Joe Kent.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about Joe Kent. You can tell me from 0 to 10 if that statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent or no doubts about supporting Joe Kent. Let's start with Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with the criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 election, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Even He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuit here in Washington State. From 0 to 10, being 0, no doubts at all to support him, and 10 being serious doubts to support him. How would you rate it?
I have no doubt I'm still supporting him.
Thank you so much.
Is that right? Did I hear you right?
It's okay. The next one says, yeah, we're almost done, so thank you so much for your time. The next one says, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, knowing his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Ken is extremist partisan nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway. From 0 to 10, how serious are your doubts to support him?
I'm not serious. I have no doubts. I'm still
not doubt.
Him. Yeah,
thank
no
you
doubt.
So much. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more likely to support him or less likely to support him?
More likely.
Thank you. And would you please tell me the most convincing reason that you have to support him, just in your own words?
In my own words? Well, I've been to all of the town halls.
Mm-hmm.
He's a combat vet, served our military. He knows Donald Trump. I like all of his ideas to help our state when he gets to Congress. So I don't have any doubt in supporting him.
Okay.
Straighten this state out. Is Inslee gone yet? God.
We're almost done. Just for statistical purposes, the last questions. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College. I'm an RN, registered nurse.
Thank you so much. Are you married? Unmarried, single, separated?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Thank God, no.
In thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm pretty conservative.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? You can say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
A couple times a year.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions, ma'am. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Take care.